461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Arlington at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, joining in the dialogue and the discussion with us as we face the issues. We're facing issues each and every day on this broadcast, and as we do so, we face them based on the Word of God, the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the Truth Book. When Jesus spoke to his disciples in John 8, 31, 32, he said, "If you continue my word, then you're my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made. "Thy word is truth." Then in Psalms 117, verse 2, the scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." So as we face the issues, we do so based on the truth of the Word of God. May I remind you that as we look at what is happening on a global basis, national, international, or local, we need to look at it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? I contend that we need to have a central biblicist worldview. Now, I don't know if I coined that term or if I read it or heard it, but I've been using that term for many, 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 many years now. I believe we need to have a central biblicist worldview. That is, when we see things, we look at it through the prism of the Word of God and say, what is God doing? Just like we're watching today, the war on Israel. And don't make any mistake, it's not Hamas war. It's the war on Israel. It's the war against Israel. It's the enemies of the Jewish state coming against Israel. It is a desire to crush Israel. So as we look at this issue today, we're talking about Iran in prophecy. What does the Bible say about Iran? We're focused on Israel. We're focused on Hamas. We're focused on Hezbollah. And up until very recently, the national news was focused on Russia and our battle with Russia through the proxy state of Ukraine. All of these nations, we're watching them come to the forefront in the prophetic end times, as we see through the prism of the Word of God, what God is doing. So we'll be talking about today Iran in prophecy. And there will be a number of things that we'll bring in to the picture, but the big picture and the narrowing down, the big picture is looking at the war on Israel. Who's involved? Why is it involved? What started it? Who caused it? Who is the promulgating cause of what we see in Iran and with Russia and with what is taking place through Hamas and Hezbollah? Who's behind that? What is taking place? Is it something that is just happenstance? Is it something that has been planned for centuries? Is it something that God is doing? I want us to analyze those things. We've got a very special guest that we'll introduce in just a moment, right after a brief monologue. We'll discuss these issues together, and we invite your call. Right after the monologue, we invite you to call. Our telephone lines will be opened at that time, and you can dial 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. That telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. But as we face the issues based on truth, We need to go back to the fact that, I believe it was Orwell, George Orwell, in the dystopian novel of Yesteryear, Orwell said the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those that speak it. And we find that to be truthful today, if I can use that spin on the word truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made the statement, truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason I admonish us each and every day on this broadcast to stand for truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Hus said this, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I believe it's time we do that. I believe that we're watching in the era in which we're living. We need to recognize it's time to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. Jan Hus that made that statement, even when he was being burned at the stake, he yelled out, screamed out, truth shall prevail. May I challenge us today to seek the truth, listen to it, love it, learn it, defend it, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time has the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment like the Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of Old San Augustine Road and I-295. There's a marvelous, wonderful, beautiful benchmark, 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find the flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. Wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today Iran in prophecy. We're talking about biblical prophecy. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, the world's watching. The news media on a 24/7 cycle continue to point out the war on Israel. Now, some have started calling it the war on Hamas. Don't know if you've noticed that. Some have called it the war in Gaza. But the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, they are morphing the term because of some of the recognition and acknowledgement by the media, grand poobahs, that are telling them how to do it and what to do. I'm looking at a headline, top news issue, top network issues surreal memo, quote, don't refer to Hamas as terrorist. Listen carefully. A major broadcaster in North America is reportedly instructing its journalists not to refer to Hamas attackers as terrorists. The media giant is called the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, which apparently issued an internal memo over the weekend in the wake of Hamas' onslaught of killings and kidnappings in Israel. Instructions to the reporters. I'll read two instructions were given to their reporters. Do not mention Gaza because Gaza has been occupied since 2007. Secondly, do not refer to the Palestinian terrorist as terrorist, end quote. ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the major problems we're faced with today, is the problem of getting the truth out so the world will know really what is taking place in Israel today. Not only do we find the media that's, I say, is derelict in their responsibilities of reporting proper news, but we find today, ladies and gentlemen, AOC and the other three, as I like to call them, it is the group of wannabes in the U.S. House of Representatives that's the left as the leftist can be. This headline says, "The Squad and the Dems weigh in after terrorist murder, hundreds in Israel." Nearly all of the Squad House Democrats released statements on Saturday's carnage in Israel, calling for a ceasefire after Hamas terrorists murdered hundreds and hundreds of people and abducted dozens. Then it goes on to name them. Cori Bush of Missouri. It goes on to name others. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib. Ladies and gentlemen, these are, if you please, against America. They're socialist, Marxist, communist, if you want to put it politely and yet directly, as to my opinion on who they are. They want to undermine and tear down everything that God wants to do in the protection and the preservation of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, it is sad when you have those in the United States House of Representatives that standing with the Islamic terrorists that have slaughtered thousands of Jewish citizens in Israel. Do you know that the new number known of hostages today is at 199 with 36 Americans? And they've said now 14 Americans, or perhaps it's more, were slain in the brutal assault, slaughter in Israel by Hamas. And you've got to ask the question, who is Hamas? Who are they? They're Islamic terrorists. And ladies and gentlemen, those Islamic terrorists are out to destroy the nation of Israel. They're out to destroy every Christian, every, if you please, Jew on the face of the globe. In fact, that's what Franklin Graham has stated, and I am in agreement with him. We've got a major article on that we'll talk about later in the broadcast. But ladies and gentlemen, I want us to think for a moment as we face the issues today. Why are we here? What are we doing? What should we do? What should be our stand? We need to ask the question, are there things that we could have been done that were not done that could have prevented this jihadist slaughter on the Jewish citizens in Israel? We have today, and I'm delighted to introduce a special friend, guest, conservative, Republican, and Christian, that I have always had the appreciation for and thankful for his insight on subject like this. Ladies and gentlemen, we are delighted today to have with us as our special guest on Let's Face the Issues, Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill is the former District 1 representative for the Florida House of Representatives. Welcome to Let's Face the Issues, Congressman Hill.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me. It's always an honor and pleasure to be on your show.
It's always a delight to have you, and I know that you have insight on what's happening. In fact, back when we booked this interview, we were thinking about other issues that we wanted to talk about, but I don't know of any other issues that are any more important that's facing America today than the issue of the Islamic jihadists, what that entails, who they are. Will Russia, will China, will Iran, will other nations get involved in this cataclysmic event that we see taking place with the war on Israel? So as we talk about the issues today, Congressman, I want to ask you a few questions that I think your insight, your opinion, would be beneficial for our listeners. Would you just take a moment, and after you've done so, before we get into other questions, we've got a couple of other lines that's busy with those that are calling in. Would you take a moment, though, give us your opinion, your position on the recent events that's taking place in Israel, your insight as to the big picture, then we'll narrow it down and look at parts of it.
Well, if we back up and take a look at that big picture, Dr. Youngblood, what we see happening, that barbaric attack of Hamas out of Gaza, they are doing exactly what their false religion is telling them to do. They are murdering people because their religion tells them to do that. They hate Israel. They not only hate Israel, they hate anyone who's not a Muslim. They are doing exactly what their religion tells them to do. The Quran instructs them to do that. You go back to way of the early 600s, when Muhammad, before he started the Muslim religion, he actually tried to be a Christian, and he was part of a Christian church in the region around Antioch. And they quickly determined that he was a heretic, that what he was espousing was not from God, was not biblical, was not a part of what the early church believed in, and they kicked him out. They excommunicated him out of the church. This is Muhammad. Muhammad then left, was able to coerce a band of followers, several hundred men, who went with him first to Medina, where they slaughtered the residents who were there, took over, and then to Mecca, where they did the same thing. It has been a bloodthirsty religion from the beginning. If you read the Quran, it is a bunch of thoughts and sayings which are incoherent. They don't even make sense. And what people need to recognize is that the Muslim religion worship the demon god of the crescent moon. They call him Allah. It is not the same as our God, Jehovah. Their rock is not our rock. It is completely different. But when you read the instructions in the Quran, where it tells them to slay the infidels, that is exactly what Hamas is doing. That is why Iran is backing them, because they are those believers in the Muslim religion. They have been deceived. It is a great deception which comes directly from Satan. And these bloodthirsty barbarians will slaughter innocents. They don't care. They will go after the nation Israel, which time and time again has been documented, has tried to make peace with Hamas and those around them, and they refuse each time. Even when it is in the best interest of Hamas, even when Israel is ceding an awful lot of territory and making retributions, they refuse to accept it time and time again. And then they, unprovoked, instigated this slaughter of innocents. They did not go after military targets. They went after civilians, women, and children. There were some military men, yes, who were killed, but their targets were women and children, and they are holding many hostage right now. I agree and stand with Benjamin Netanyahu, who says that they are going to regret that they did this, and he is now on a campaign to make sure that Hamas is not going to be able to operate after this. I agree with him 100%. And we have those on the left. We have Democrats and others who are saying that Hamas was justified, that Israel is an occupying state, that they have a state of apartheid, the way they treat Hamas, and they are blaming Israel for what is happening, which is utter nonsense. It's complete nonsense. And anyone who is going to stand with Hamas, who is going to stand with the Palestinians, is just as evil as they are.
Absolutely. Well stated, well said. Congressman, hold your thoughts for just a moment. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go with your question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you this afternoon?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Very good.
Doing good. My remark or comment here is pretty simple. The first casualty of war is truth. you started your show with a release, which I've already read there, how major news outlets are telling reporters to refrain from using the word terrorist in association with Hamas or the Gaza Strip. And that will slowly devolve into, you just heard Biden say it, I think, on 60 Minutes yesterday or the day before, where he went and said it would be a bad idea for the IDF to go into Gaza. I mean, how are you going to root these terrorists out of, and I'm going to call them what they are, just savage barbarians that are bloodthirsty over a false god. How are you going to root these individuals out if you don't go and dig them up at the source? They're known for having weapon caches placed near civilian areas like hospitals, schools, mosques, things of that nature there. And they're also known for hiding behind civilians, and including their own. Some of the recent reports that I've read is they're not even allowing the residents of Gaza to leave the area. They're actually confiscating identification, car keys, and forcing the residents to stay in a war zone. And to me, they're only doing that for one reason. They want collateral damage for public opinion to be swayed back towards them.
Absolutely. Congressman Hill, what's your response to Jim's thoughts and insight?
Jim is absolutely right. And we can see, as he accurately called Hamas, these savage barbarians are preventing civilians from leaving Gaza. Benjamin Netanyahu and his leaders gave them fair warning, which oftentimes you don't get once a declaration of war has been made. War means total annihilation of the enemy. And he said, that's what we're going to do to Hamas. But just to show out of courtesy, which they did not have to do, he says, all civilian non-combatants leave now because we are going to destroy this area. And so they've made an attempt to get the women and children, non-combatants males, out of Gaza. And these terrorists, these savage barbarians, will not let them leave. They have put up roadblocks preventing them from leaving. If they attempt to leave on foot, as Jim says, they are confiscating their IDs so that when they do reach safe ground, they now have no identification to try and move about in the nation of Israel. Israel is trying to get them out of there because they are going to level that area. And I don't blame them at all. And they're going to also bring in a ground force of, as well, I think what I read, over 300,000 men are going to go into Gaza and rid that area of Hamas once and for all. That's the goal. Can they actually do that? It's hard to tell because they start raising them to behave as terrorists when they are young children, 4 and 5 years old. So even out of compassion that they do not kill young boys, 9, 10, 13, or 14 years old, because they have been raised to think and act like these savage barbarians, even should they rid all those of fighting age, which is the intent, you have that generation growing up behind them who still have that evil in their heart, which has been placed there by deception and by Satan himself, to where they are willing to just kill indiscriminately civilians, men, women, and children. I
absolutely
agree with Netanyahu that once the civilian people are out of there, you turn that place into a parking lot.
Jim, what are the thoughts you have? And while you're both thinking of that for a moment, let me just read from the Quran. Surah 2191, the Quran says, and that's the holy book for the Islamic jihadist, kill them, all non-believers, wherever you find them. kill them, such as the recompense of all non-believers, non-Muslims. Surah 2193, fight until there's no more disbelief in Allah. In Surah 385, whoever seeks a religion other than Islam will never be accepted. Surah 4101, the non-Muslims are even unto you open enemies, end quote. Surah 4:102, Allah has prepared a place of humiliation and torment for all non-Muslims. And again, Surah 839, fight them, all non-Muslims, until there's no more disbelief in Islam. And of surahs, that's what they're called, not verses and chapters, but surahs out of the Noble Quran. And so that's exactly what we're dealing with as we see that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with an issue today that needs to grasp all of our attention. And the trickle-down that we want to get to in a moment, we'll do that with our special guest today, Congressman Mike Hill, is where does Iran fall into the picture of biblical prophecy? Jim, thank you so much for your call, for your input. You're spot on with your observation of that. Just very briefly, though, as an exit question, Jim, what is your opinion, thoughts? What is your position? Does Iran play a role? As I had a lady that chided me this past week, said that we need not talk about Iran and Hamas. Hamas a terrorist. Iran has nothing to do with it. So if you were given that statement, how would you respond to it?
I would unequivocally say you are misinformed on this event. The Euphrates and Tigris will be dried up, so the great horde from the east can come across. I would also say that any tyrannical regime understands one thing and one thing only, brute strength. Iran was talking big about how they were going to support Hamas and trying to whip Hezbollah up into a frenzy as well. When Israel told them, stay out of it or else, they pretty much backed off, and now they're threatening us with violence. Mm-hmm. So we've got a weak leader, and he won't do anything. He's already trying to backpedal. In my opinion, whenever he stated that he didn't think it would be a good idea for Israel, the IDF, to go into Gaza, right there was the first statement of his, which will continually become a weaker and weaker position on our national stance being presented to the world in regards to Israel.
Absolutely. Jim, thank you so much for your call and insight. We need to keep praying, keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. We have just a minute or two before our news break, but we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please. Kenneth, are you there? Kenneth, are you there? I think we have lost Kenneth. We'll go ahead. Congressman Hill, I'm looking at a headline article from Dennis Prager. Dennis Prager says, on Saturday, October the 7th, Hamas, a terrorist group backed by Iran, I want you to focus on that statement, backed by Iran, launched a brutal attack on Israeli civilians. They killed and ruined the lives of thousands of innocent Jews and Christians. Driven by hate and the goal of wiping Israel off the map, they raped, murdered, and tortured Jews while killing Arab citizens and using Palestinian civilians as human shields. As of now, more than 1,300 are dead, including dozens of Americans. Yet many in the media and academia continue to demonize Israel and justify the horrific actions of the evil terrorist group. Social justice activists across the U.S. are celebrating the terrorist success, dancing in the streets while Iran, while Israel continues to fight for their existence, end quote. So, Congressman, the question is, how should we as Christians, conservatives, patriots, view what is happening in America with those that are celebrating what the Palestinians have done, i.e. the jihadist terrorists? We got about 20 seconds before our news break. Give us your initial input and thought, and we'll take our news break.
My initial thought is we need to pray for Israel, just as the Bible instructs us to. Pray for peace and protection, and Israel should wholeheartedly go in and make retribution against those who attack them unnecessarily.
Yes.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As it strives to crush terrorism in Gaza, Israel is trying to help innocent civilians trapped in the territory. A limited amount of humanitarian aid will be allowed into Gaza, but the Israelis want to make sure it doesn't wind up in the hands of Hamas. Just back from his one-day visit to Israel, President Biden will address the nation from the Oval Office this evening. Along with the Middle East situation, the president will also reiterate support for Ukraine in its fight with Russia. Alaska taking the Biden administration to court, suing over cancellation of Arctic oil and gas leases. There have been two more arrests in connection with last week's airport parking garage shooting. Left one Philadelphia police officer dead, a second officer wounded. All three suspects being sought are now in custody. At the opening bell on Wall Street, stocks modestly higher. This is SRN News.
Are you serving the Lord in any capacity in ministry? Conservative Theological University would like you to call today. CTU now offers partial grant scholarships for new students. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info for the admission staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for admissions info for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that I believe should be on the top of the list of our insight and our interest in the world today. And that subject, that issue is Iran in biblical prophecy. What place does Iran play in biblical prophecy? When you study Ezekiel 38 and 39, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find that the Bible says that five nations being led by Russia will enter into Israel to destroy Israel. That will then proliferate into a global cataclysmic event. I call it war with Russia, Ezekiel 38 and 39. Those five nations, Persia, that's old Persia, that's today's Iran. It includes Iraq when you look at Persia. Libya, known today as Libya. It will also include modern Germany. The Bible calls it Gomer in Ezekiel 38 and 39. We find the fifth nation is Togomar, as the scripture calls in Ezekiel 38, which is modern Turkey and Syria. Ladies and gentlemen, we could go into great detail as to how these nations play the role in biblical prophecy, but Iran is on the top of the list as we see it today in the outfall of what is taking place. I'm looking at a headline: Iranian regime's role in ongoing terrorist attack on Israel. This article reads, days before the attack, Iran's supreme leader called for the eradication of the Zionist regime, which he described as a cancer. Further, this article states that Hamas says, quote, this is out of Hamas, we thank the Islamic Republic of Iran for providing us with weapons, money, and equipment. He gave us missiles to destroy the Zionist fortresses and helped us with standard anti-tank missiles, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, yet we have those that will say Iran is not involved. Iran, as one of our senators, I believe it was Senator Cotton, that said Iran is the one that uses the Hamas and Hezbollah as the paw of the Iranians' paw, cat's paw, as he called it, to reach out to try to snuff out Israel. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. We have as our special guest, ladies and gentlemen, Congressman Mike Hill today. Congressman Hill, hang in there with your thoughts for a moment. Let's see what Kenneth has to say.
Yes, Pastor, I believe, and thank you for having a good weekend, but I believe that Iran is behind it, and I believe our puppet masters, it's not Biden. Our puppet masters gave them that money. That's why they could do what they did. And now he's let them come over into our country by open borders. Now you're talking about trying to put the borders back. It's too late now. You don't let them in. All the terrorists, you have let them in from the southern border.
Kenneth, you're exactly right. Congressman Hill, what are your thoughts on what Kenneth is saying? Have we let the enemy in? Is it too late to close the gate, so to speak? And if I could stack another question on that for you, Congressman, who can we blame for the outburst at this time? Is it the Biden administration? Do they participate? What is it that we feel that the Biden administration did that brought about the outburst now and the attack on Israel?
Well, I think there can be no denying the fact, Dr. Youngblood, that the Biden administration gave Iran $6 billion here recently that they said was going to be used for humanitarian aid, which is complete nonsense. They didn't need $6 billion for humanitarian aid. Biden and the administration knew that it was going to be used to purchase weapons. And we are seeing the results of that. That emboldened Hamas when they saw that amount of money flowing to Iran. Iran then, because they had that money, said, we are going to fund you and back you. And there's enough evidence to support that. Now, more recently, we're hearing that those funds have been frozen. Initially, let me back up just a bit, Dr. Youngblood. Those funds were given to Iran by Obama. Mm-hmm. And then Trump came into office and froze them. He says, no, you're not getting that money. And no sooner than when Trump was removed from office by a coup, an unelected illicit regime that mm-hmm. took over, that Biden then decided he was going to release those funds again, which he did. And we are seeing the results of that. Of course, Iran is backing Hamas. There is no doubt about it. But not only Iran, we are seeing other Muslim nations in the Middle East, which either covertly or openly supporting Hamas. Now, Saudi Arabia has been relatively quiet thus far. And when Trump was in office, he was keeping or making peace deals throughout the Middle East, including with Saudi Arabia. And all of that is unraveling right now because of the incompetence of this illegitimate Biden regime that we see in office right now, including the corrupt Secretary Blinken. They're all crooks. They're in there just trying to get as much as they can, as soon as they can. They don't care about the nation, about United States of America, or even about world peace. All they care about is how much money can they get before the train comes to a halt.
Mm-hmm. Kenneth, do you have any further questions for Congressman Hill? Okay. I thought we still had Kenneth on there. Congressman, I'm looking at a headline. Iran hints Hezbollah is ready to join fight against Israel, warns of a huge earthquake. This is dated October the 14th. Iran officials hinted on Saturday that Hezbollah militia group, an Iranian proxy, is ready to join the fight against Israel, stating that a huge earthquake will occur if they join with Hamas. Iranian foreign minister told reporters that he met with the leaders of Hezbollah, who he said are ready to fight Israel as necessary. He also stated that Israel should stop its military action in Gaza. Quote, I know about the scenarios that Hezbollah has put in place, the Iranian foreign minister said. According to the report, any step the resistance, speaking about Israel, will take will cause a huge earthquake in the Zionist entity. Israel recently ramped up its military strikes in Gaza following the territorial attack against the Jewish state by Hamas last week. There have been thousands and thousands of casualties. This is the end result of this article. I want to warn the war criminals that those who support this entity before it's too late to stop the crimes against civilians in Gaza, because it might be too late in just a few hours, according to the Iranian spokesperson. That's a pretty big threat. So, Congressman Hill, if you would take a moment, and for the benefit of our listeners, some might get confused. Who are the Hamas terrorists? Who are the Hezbollah terrorists? And who are the other terrorists, Islamic terrorists, that's now coming into the picture to come against and to fight against Israel?
Well, Hamas terrorists come out of Gaza. That is the small strip along the western bank of Israel. And that's where the Hamas terrorists come from. The Hezbollah terrorists come out of Iran. And all of them are associated with ISIS, the Islamic State of Iran and Syria. All are Muslim nations. All are a part of the death religion of Islam. And it was so great of you, Dr. Youngblood, to read those verses from the Quran, which gives them explicit instructions to kill and murder. You do not see that in the New Testament, where the God of peace is saying to not to kill your enemies, but to tell them about the truth of the living God. And those who reject the living truth, well, that is up to them. They are to be left alone. They're not killed. But with the Muslim religion, if you do not accept what they tell you, which is false, then they are to kill you. So all of this is related. I am very pleased. I was very pleased to see where the Biden administration did send a second U.S. aircraft carrier into the region. Mm-hmm. So now they have a carrier fleet, the Gerald R. Ford carrier fleet, and the Dwight D. Eisenhower carrier fleet in the area. And that was to be a warning to Iran, Hezbollah, and others, don't get involved in this. And I hope that because they expended all those resources getting those warships into place, that they intend to use them if Hezbollah and Iran do intend to get involved, while Israel is defending themselves and ridding themselves of the terrorists in the Gaza Strip, Hamas.
Right now, Congressman Hill, and I'm sure you're familiar with the latest news, the Israeli IDF, Israeli Defense Force, they've been removing or helping citizens in northern Israel near the territory of where the Hezbollah are located. there in Lebanon and Syria. They've been evacuating those citizens because just Saturday and yesterday, some 30 missiles from Hezbollah out of that southern portion of Syria were lobbed into the northern portion of Israel. And so as a result of that, I see an escalation of it. But just as a thought provoker for our listeners, for us to understand the seriousness of it, Franklin Graham said this: the real plan for Hamas, kill every Jew and every Christian on earth. Christian evangelist Franklin Graham is warning that Jews and Christians around the globe need to be aware of the plans, the real plans for the Islamics. Kill every Jew and every Christian on the face of the earth. And he goes on to talk about what they're quoting from Muhammad. What Muhammad's goal was to basically dominate the whole earth. And that is the plan that the Islamics have in place today. And one of the things that I believe that our listeners need to understand, Congressman Hill, and I'm sure you're aware of it, I'm going to read from Zechariah, the 12th chapter, verse 2 and following. God says, behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people around about, when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. In that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people, that all that burden themselves with it shall be cut into pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. It's a warning in God's word, caution in biblical text, the biblical eschatological text, that for every nation that comes against Israel, God says, I'm going to cut you in pieces. And I believe that needs to be the warning that Christians, conservatives, and patriots need to understand. But that does not mean that Israel will not still go through a major, major, major devastating problem as we see it. In fact, Greg Laurie, a nationally known pastor, said, fasten your seat belts. And goes on to say, does the ongoing bloodshed in Israel point to a potential fulfillment of biblical prophecy? I said the attacks on Israel by the Iranian-backed terror group Hamas might be the start of a series of events predicted centuries ago in the scripture. Laurie noted that the latest attack comes exactly 50 years to the day of the anniversary of Yom Kippur War in 1973, when Egypt, Syria, and other nations launched an attack against Israel, noting that Iran's stated obvious objective is to destroy the state of Israel. So the point, Congressman Hill, that I would like for our listeners to understand, Iran is coming to the forefront. Iran is stepping up its obvious presence in the Middle East. Congressman Hill, hold your thoughts for just a moment. I believe Kenneth is back on the line. Kenneth, go with your question and comment, please.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead with your question and comment, please.
I tell you what, this is World War III starting. Like the word said, it's going to be like birth pains. I'm telling you, this is it. This is it. We are in the last days right now. We really are. Because like you said, in the Word of God, Jesus said it's going to be like birth pains. I think it's 24th chapter of Matthew. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like birth pains.
Absolutely. And so, Kenneth, what you're saying is that it's on target with what the Bible is saying. That we're seeing these things take place. In fact, I'm looking at a headline from the ACLJ with Jay Sekulow. He said, thousands of jihadist rockets and Hamas militants are pouring into Israel, unleashing unthinkable devastation. And then he quotes, this is an all-out war against Israel. And he goes on to say, Iran is funding and supplying this coordinated attack by the jihadists to eviscerate all of Israel, end quote. And so that's what we see taking place. We're watching Israel in the full frontal attack from all sides. In fact, just recently, Congressman Hill and Kenneth, just recently read an article where even on the West Bank, there's rattling of the sabers of those in the West Bank getting involved in this cataclysmic event of surrounding Israel with the enemy to eviscerate the nation of Israel, the apple of God's eye, the Jewish homeland of the Jewish people since May 15th, 1948. Kenneth, thank you so much for your input. You're exactly right. All we can do, as Congressman Hill said a moment ago, is keep praying and ask God to give the protection for the nation of Israel. Psalms 122, verse 6 charges us with the responsibility of praying for the peace of Jerusalem. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call and for your input.
Can I say something?
Yes, sir, quickly.
I would love for him to be up there in the state and, you know, getting it, because I believe in him. And if he runs for Senate or whatever, I would definitely vote for him.
Now, brother, you're speaking to the choir. Congressman Hill can tell you I've been on that tune for some time now, so I'm looking forward to God's opening the door, placing him in a leadership role in our state on a national level that he can represent we the people from a central biblicist worldview. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call, for your input. Thank you for your inspirational thoughts in relationship to Congressman Hill. Congressman Hill, you see, others are thinking the same thing that I've thought for years now. But anyway, I'm going to read a headline. Iran forewarns escalation in Gaza conflict as Israel continues the assault. In the dimly lit chambers of Iran's military minister of foreign affairs, Hussein's Iran's foreign minister weaves a grim prophecy. He warns of the looming escalation in the Israeli conflict with Hamas, a foreboding storm that could engulf the entire region. Notice, if Israel does not cease its assault on Gaza. So here's my point, Congressman Hill. Iran is saying to the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, if you go into Gaza with foot soldiers, we're going to unleash Hezbollah, which is Iranian forces, against Israel. Here's Joe Biden on the other side of the picture that's basically saying, we're strong. We've got two warships standing on offshore. But at the same time, behind the scenes, the former stripper that's called the Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, is now saying to the Hezbollah and Hamas leaders that we're going to get the IDF forces to hold off and not put foot soldiers on the ground in Gaza. That's a standoff. What do you think is going to take place? Will the Biden administration and the behind-the-scenes playing with the puppets, will that hold, or will we see Israel literally go into Gaza to clean house?
Well, it's hard to tell, Dr. Youngblood, exactly what's going to happen because there is so much that is going on behind the scenes with this event, which has become practically an international conflict,
yes,
with even Russia and China getting involved. But you said a phrase just a little while ago that is so true. Israel is the apple of God's eye.
Mm-hmm.
And God has stated in his word that he will in no wise turn his back on Israel and just leave them be. His word is forever settled that he is going to protect the nation Israel. I hope, even though I'm not one who likes to see bloodshed, but that's all that these barbarians, these Hamas savages, seem to understand. I hope that Israel will go into Hamas with their ground troops and clean house.
Absolutely.
Get rid of as much of Hamas as they can. It will be impossible for Iran or anyone else to wipe Israel off the map, the nation Israel. It can't happen. It's impossible because they are the apple of God's eye, and it will not happen.
Mm-hmm.
And these threats from Iran that they will send Hezbollah into northern Israel, it just simply means that they're going to get cut down, that it's going to mean more bloodshed for them. Yes, there will be some bloodshed on Israel's side. That's what happens in war. There will be some civilians killed. That is what happens in war. And it's a shame. But war is a part of our historical nature. Man has been at war since the very beginning. That is not something that is going to go away anytime soon until the good Lord himself, Jesus, comes back and establishes peace on earth. In the meantime, there are going to be wars, but Israel has a right to defend themselves. They have a right to put a stop to this, because if they try to appease Hamas, it will not work. And what they will do is simply regroup. It might be a year, 5 years, 10 years. They'll regroup and they'll come back and do another vicious attack, as they have been doing now for quite some time. It is time for Israel to go in there and clean house, wipe them out, so that they will not be able to do this in the foreseeable future.
Absolutely. And one of the things, Congressman Hill, that I believe our listeners need to understand, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. If you've got a question you'd like to ask for Congressman Mike Hill, be delighted for us to discuss it. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. Congressman Hill, our listeners need to understand a fundamental position. Why the battle in Israel? Why the battle to eviscerate Israel? What's the battle? What's the war? What's the conflict all about? And the bottom line is, the conflict is over the land. So a question very forthrightly, who owns the land that Israel is on?
Well, actually, Israel does.
Yes.
It was promised to them as they were leaving Egypt as slaves thousands of years ago, that when they go into that area, wherever their feet were to trod, that land belongs to them. God told them, raise your eyes, look to north, south, east, and west, and wherever your feet shall tread, that land shall belong to you. That is what you will possess. And they have held possession of that land for quite some time. They were dispersed and did not return until 1948, where they became a nation again. But that land does belong to Israel. It does not belong to Gaza or Hamas. And by the way, Dr. Youngblood, none of the Muslim nations in the area will take the residents of Gaza.
Yes.
They don't want them. They've been offered, hey, well, why don't you move to Saudi Arabia? Why don't you move to Iran? And we can just settle this whole conflict. They don't want them there because they know that they will not be a benefit to their nation. And while they are there, they can always then be used as fodder to fight against Israel. A futile war, by the way, you will lose when you try to fight against God's nation.
Absolutely. Congressman Hill, there's the warning, national warning, for Americans, all Jews, all Christians, to be on the lookout. So we got about 20 seconds left. What should we do as citizens in America, because we're hated just as Israel's hated? What should we do? Where should we turn? Who should we look to in these days ahead?
First of all, Dr. Youngblood, don't be afraid. That's
yes.
An attempt to put fear in us, that if you're a Christian, if you're a Jew in America, you better look out. Don't fall for that. God protects us. Lift up your eyes and look towards him. Psalms 119, 126 says this, it is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. It is time for the Lord God to act, for the law has been broken. Don't worry, God will protect you.
Absolutely. That's a good ending for us and a good comment and focus for us. Thank you, Congressman Hill for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air.
You are invited to participate in a broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood and Let's Face the Issues. This program allows you, the listener, to call in and ask your questions about current issues. Dr. Youngblood